Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Derek Jay.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. It is the week of Christmas, and Derek Jay, you are preparing to take off for a few days.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
From the Shire, you're heading down to the Philadelphia area, New Jersey, etc., for the family.
Holiday dinners and snow and all sorts of fun wintertime activities.
Yeah, so you're going to be out. You're going to be taking a break from Peace News Now and the Bitcoin shows that you do and like all five or six of your various different media efforts.
Yes, right? But that doesn't mean that DerekJ.me isn't going to be busy. I'm going to be updating all of it. Yeah, because there's lots of catching up to do. You know, okay. You always lag behind when you're doing all these projects, so... At least I do. I'll speak for myself. And so I'll be updating over the holidays.
Cool.
DerekJ.me.
So folks can continue to follow you there, and you'll be back in time for next Free Talk Live on Monday night.
That's right.
So looking forward to that. Tonight we're going to talk, not right away, but we are going to talk about what happened with you and your gun rights case that had gone to court, where you were denied, initially by the police here in Keene, you were denied your supposed right to conceal a gun, apparently the court agreed with the police that you are an unsuitable person, that you are unsuitable. That's the term that the court used to carry a firearm concealed, because in New Hampshire it's legal to carry it openly, so they acknowledge that you fully have the right to walk around with a gun strapped to your body in some way openly. Just concealing it, they say you're not suitable for that, Derek. So we'll get into all the dirty details on that and you know, what might be coming next in that particular case on the way tonight. Also, you know, I've been making an effort to try to not talk about bad cops every night on the show, just because it's always been something that's been out there for Free Talk Live as far as show prep is concerned. We've always got listeners who are submitting it over at freetalklive.com. Whatever the latest horrifying story is of police abusing somebody's rights, killing someone, you know, burning a baby half to death, or whatever it is that they were doing this week or yesterday or in the last 24 hours, just this never-ending cascade of horrifying and outrageous stories. And that's what it was like before all these protests started springing up over the last few weeks. Of course, everybody knows about Ferguson, but what happened after that, after the Eric Garner case in New York City, where there was no doubt the police were out of control and totally wrong in that case. You know, Ferguson case, there's some big question marks. We don't really know what happened because there was no video, and witness accounts are different. But the Eric Garner case is pretty crystal clear. That seemed to really spark the flames of protest around the country. And that added on to the Ferguson situation. And, you know, we saw, about a week and a half ago now at this point, last Saturday, we saw protests in New York City. At least 50,000 people were in the streets. Huge protests. Oakland had them. I don't know, Philly. I think D.C. There was major cities had these huge protests. So it seems like it's coming to a head that people are really finally frustrated enough to do something out in the open about police corruption and the, you know, the violence that they're dealing out against peaceful people all across the United States. And somebody's called into Free Talk Live previously to complain, you know, oh, you guys, all you talk about is the police. And really, I don't want to just talk about how bad the cops can be, but it's sometimes hard to ignore it, especially now you've got they're back in the news after a couple cops got shot to death over the weekend, apparently, in New York City.
Horrible. So tragic. I think partly the responsibility of the media for playing up these stories, making them over-emotionalize, over-sensationalize. You know, these stories, as you mentioned, have been in the news for a long time. Police have been abusing their power for decades.
Isn't that what we want? I mean, Derek, I mean...
Yeah, we want the attention, but the focus should be on accountability, on everyone having equal rights. Or it could be. I'm just, from my perspective, I'm seeing a lot of race baiting in the media. One way or another, they're they seem to make this about an unarmed black teen was shot by a white officer. Who cares what color these people are?
Yeah.
It's about the power that they've got, and the that makes us unequals.
Yeah. Isn't that what Eric Garner's daughter said in an interview, that it's about the power, it's not about someone's color? But I think you're right. I mean, I don't watch a lot of mainstream media. Anything I come across will only be because I happen to link to it through Facebook or, you know, some online format. So I don't get to see the generic coverage that would go on about this kind of thing. But, yeah, I can definitely see the mainstream media painting a certain picture that may not necessarily be what the message that we would portray.
Yeah, I just, with all of these protests, it seems very emotional. You know, there's not a lot of logic of walking out into the streets and chanting things with signs. So I hope that moving forward, the steps that people take to change the police behavior, like video recording them,
mm-hmm.
I hope that they're productive steps, you know, like things that everyone could implement in their lives, like having a live stream in your back pocket. If you've got a smartphone, you could be able to live stream the police. Maybe the next time you pass by someone who's being stopped by police, you'll record them just because you know that it'll keep people safer. You don't,
generally it does.
Don't want to put the responsibility on the police.
Yeah, generally it does. Although I don't think it's fair, and just to go back to what you're saying earlier, I don't think it's fair to lay responsibility for the shootings at the face or the feet of the media. I mean, I don't think that whatever their coverage happens to be, I don't think that would have really been a factor in some psychopath's decision to go and I'm going to shoot some cops today. Kind of thing.
If I said that, I misspoke.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood.
Individuals are responsible for their own actions. So this man is fully responsible for his own actions. I didn't mean to say anything different.
I saw a story today that said that when the shooting happened, that people were actually applauding and laughing.
It's horrible. It's so weird that it's gotten to this point where two police are dead, and some people are cheering about that. I think it's horrible that anyone would be killed in cold blood like this. But what actions led up to an environment or a situation where people would cheer about such a thing? I mean,
so many actions. I mean, countless actions. Actions of violence by the police against people and their friends and their family members, and just unending conflict with them in the streets brought by the police. You know, that, and I'm not saying that everybody the police deals with is a good person. There's certainly some bad guys out there, and when the cops actually go after real bad guys, then I support them in that. But it's been decades of police abuse against peaceful people that I think is finally coming up to an angry head, and I think it's unfortunate. I don't support violence either, but it's a real indicator of how far things have really come that this is happening.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure, as we're talking about problems, we also mentioned solutions. I mentioned live streaming is one, and just having peaceful interactions with your friends and family and neighbors is probably the next most obvious one, because I think this whole violence thing, whether it's with police or people in your community, it all stems from the same problem: viewing violence as a solution, and it's not. It's just not a solution.
Well, right. I mean, essentially, that's the police's role. I mean, they use violence as a solution, and so the people who are trying to change how the system works should not embrace the same tool that is utilized by the police, because essentially, I see it as you're lowering yourself to their level. But not only that. That's just kind of how I see it from a moral perspective. Not only that, as we've suggested here on Free Talk Live in the past, when somebody uses violence against the state, whether it's the police or driving a tractor into the side of City Hall or, you know, whatever destructive, violent thing that, you know, could result in somebody getting hurt or does result in someone getting hurt, whenever that happens, it's an excuse for the state to expand itself. It's an excuse for them to arm up even further. It's an excuse for them to go through more militaristic training. It's an excuse to get more Bearcats and more, you know, bomb-sniffing dogs and tanks and, you know, all kinds of, you know, apparatus and toys that the police seem to love so much. This is their excuse to ratchet up the police state, because now they can say, see, they're out to get us. And we've got to protect, not only are we protecting you people, but we've got to protect ourselves. And so, you know, then they just buy a whole bunch of new stuff and get amped up. And then that attracts more of the kind of badge-heavy cops, which we've talked to a police trainer here on Free Talk Live who said that he quit he left doing police training because he was sick and tired of all these crappy recruits that they were bringing in. Well, you want the recruit quality to continue going into the pits? Start using violence against the police, and you'll see more violent cops or people who want to be violent cops attracted to the job because they know it's going to be their chance to crack some heads. But I'll give you the official statement here from the New York Police Department, which is pretty scary stuff. On the way, 855-450-FREE. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The United States Constitution was written to secure the promise of the Declaration of Independence. In 1776, our founding fathers declared that individuals have certain inalienable rights, rights that cannot be taken away. Everyone in this nation has the right to live and is free to pursue happiness and liberty so long as they respect the rights of others. We created government to protect this freedom, not to give us special favors at the expense of others, and so our federal government exists to protect individual freedoms. That's why the first sentence of the Constitution, written in 1787, says that liberty is a blessing, even as it goes on to strictly limit what decisions government may make for us. America's founding fathers knew that protecting individual rights, our personal freedom, is the main purpose of government. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll tell you about what happened with Derek J. and the court decision that he was a little cocky about, and we'll tell you what happened with old Judge Burke. It was sort of a flashback almost to 2 years ago during your victimless crime spree. It's a continuation, actually, of that story. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Ian and Derek J. in the studio tonight.
Hello.
Yep, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get a free pound of coffee, some of the best coffee out there. From BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee, but BuzzBox does something that's really unique, because you can get good coffee in a lot of different places. What BuzzBox does that's different is they've teamed up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to provide microloans to people who are living in very tough parts of the world, help them make a better life for themselves by, you know, business, investing it in their businesses, upgrading equipment, that kind of thing. We can help make that happen by you just buying coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, again, your first pound's free. You just pay the shipping price. You can cancel your subscription at any time. But what happens is if you continue the subscription, for every 10 listeners, we can give out one new microloan every month. So it's a tremendous amount of microloans that that we can give out courtesy of BuzzBox Coffee and Kiva.org and Free Talk Live. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your first pound for free, just pay that shipping cost. And again, you can cancel anytime you want, coffee.freetalklive.com. So what I wanted to share here, Derek J., was the response of the police. Because what happened in New York was two cops were shot for ostensibly, you know, they didn't do anything in that moment, right? Like, they didn't just finish beating somebody or shooting somebody. I don't know what the history of these particular cops is.
They could have been Serpicos. This was guilt by association. They did nothing wrong except for wear the same uniform as people who have also done something wrong.
By Serpico, you mean like a cop who was like one of the good cops, supposedly?
Yeah. I mean, someone who was trying to change the department, someone who's trying to stand up for good.
Yeah,
who knows who these people were?
It's presumable that he just killed the first two cops that he saw. I don't know if the guy actually went after them specifically for some particular reason. And even if he did, it still wouldn't be okay, because violence doesn't solve problems. It only begets more violence. It's only going to encourage the police to be more paranoid than they already are. And they're pretty paranoid already. And dangerous as a result, because they're, you know, they're paranoid people with guns and the legal ability to utilize them and pretty much get away with it, whatever the circumstance happens to be. So what's happening now? Well, sure enough, the New York Police Department officially is becoming even more paranoid and likely will become more violent as a result. The story here from Reason.com, an email circulated among New York Police Department sounds like a bad chain letter, but it's very serious. The New York Post reports on the email's contents. Quote, in addition, absolutely no enforcement action in the form of arrests and or summonses is to be taken unless absolutely necessary and an individual must be placed under arrest, the statement said. These are precautions that were taken in the 1970s when police officers were ambushed and executed on a regular basis. We have, for the first time in a number of years, become a wartime police department. This is their actual statement. This is an excerpt from
the New
York
Police. Is this an internal memo? This is them talking to each other or talking to the public?
It is an internal email circulated among the New York Police Department.
Wow. So this is how they talk about the public to each other.
We have become a wartime police department, said the message. We will act accordingly. Forward message in its entirety to any and all members of the service. And that should be an indicator to you that this is how the police are looking at the situation. They believe they're at war. Now, with whom are they at war? Not themselves. Not the higher-ups in the department. Not the politicians. Who are they at war with?
I don't know. Maybe they just are talking about the environment that they're operating in. It seems like war-like conditions. If you could just be randomly walked up to and shot, that's like a war zone. Whether or not you're at war with anybody is irrelevant.
The Chris Cantwell is on the line with us here on Skype.
No.
Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. Yeah. I got to say, I'm really enthusiastic about the public response to this. I see people cheering for it, and I feel hope when I see that.
What are you hoping for?
I'm glad that people are seeing police for the threat to their safety that the police are. And the memo that you're talking about right now sounds to me like they're actually like concerned about, trying to place people under arrest. Like they're actually thinking twice about it.
Well, no, what it says here is that no summons is to be written unless they are going to place someone under arrest. So,
okay.
But it does seem like they may be backing down on writing summonses, though, because they would have to arrest the person otherwise. It does say no enforcement action in the form of arrests and or summonses is to be taken unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if somebody's smoking a joint in the street, is it absolutely necessary to arrest that person? Well, I think that we've always sort of known that it's not. Right? So
well,
if a couple of cops get shot and these guys are fearing for their lives and now they're afraid to make, quote, unnecessary arrests and write, quote, unnecessary summonses, I see a great deal of good in that.
I see that the consequence seems to be, like, the outcome that I would want, like, less arrests or fewer interactions with police for victimless crimes. But this isn't the way to achieve that. It seems like a pretty bad way to get a good result.
I mean, if somebody knows a better way to stop police from arresting people for possessing plants, I'm really interested to hear it. But this is something that I've seen, I'm watching happen right in front of my face, and I don't see it happening as a result of a great many, you know, other things that are going on that are much easier to swallow, obviously. But I mean, this does seem to be having, you know, the positive effect that we've all been saying we wanted, doesn't it?
I don't know, Chris, if I'm going to take the word of a email that has been circulating around the department and believe that that's going to have the effect, because if the cops don't go out on the streets and write tickets, which is by far likely what they are doing all day long in New York. Remember, this is also a department that has a traffic enforcement division that is humongous. I highly doubt the traffic cops are going to stop writing parking tickets in New York City. But if they stop writing tickets, then their revenue is going to dry up, and then all of a sudden it's going to be necessary, absolutely necessary from their perspective, to resume writing tickets. I would be interested in seeing if this does actually affect the number of tickets being written, because right now it's just an email, and we don't know if it's going to really translate into reality or if the person was really thinking about what the consequences of that action would be, because the police, they need to collect revenue. That's their main thing. That's what they do.
Yeah, of course. And this is sort of the point that I've been making all along, right? That, I mean, look, these guys are not out there doing this because they think they're doing God's work. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their hearts, right? They're out there victimizing and terrorizing and stealing from people because it affords them material comforts. And when they fear for their lives, when they realize that there are consequences for their actions, they will simply cease to do it. Now, the truth of the matter is, this is probably an isolated incident, and they'll get over it really soon, and they'll be right back to business as usual. But if this sort of thing started happening a couple of times a week, believe me, these people would think twice before they started victimizing innocent people.
Are you wrong for, are you encouraging this kind of behavior with that rhetoric?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, I don't think that the shooter was like a good guy, right? He was some like Marxist black power guy who apparently shot like his girlfriend, you know, the week prior. And of course, for most of us, this is not a good course of action, right? It's not going to lead to a positive outcome for our own lives, and we're generally interested in looking out for our own best interests. However,
Chris, hold
these
that,
things
hold
have
that
positive
thought.
Outcomes.
Hold that thought.
More
we
more
can come back here in a moment. More with Chris Cantwell, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is he on to something here, or is it that they're going to become a wartime police department and become even more dangerous now?
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slut sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slut sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We will, of course, be here throughout the week, actually. In fact, Chris Campbell, who is on the line with us here, we're going to bring him back in a moment. He's going to be with us on Christmas Eve. And then we'll be live on Christmas Day as well, and New Year's Eve. So stick with us throughout the holidays for live audio content to keep you entertained and to allow you to interact, because we always have open phones, no matter what day it is. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. So if you care about the ideas of freedom and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there for as little as $5 per month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard. It's done monthly. You don't even have to think about it once you get signed up, and for us, it makes a big difference because it allows us to reach out to more radio stations and bring them Free Talk Live and introduce the show to them and get them to come on board. We've got over 150 stations right now. We could double that number. We just, you know, takes money to market the show. So advertise, market, promote, that's what AMP stands for. You get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the very cool AMP Facebook group, and other perks as well, like the AMP-only podcast. Go and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to support Free Talk Live. I mean, one of the ways you can support the show is by sharing Free Talk Live. Obviously, that's an easy thing to do. But if you can throw $5 a month our way, it'll be worth it because we'll bring new ears to the ideas of freedom. and to the I think the healthy debate that we have here on this program, because not everybody within the freedom movement agrees on tactics. And Chris Cantwell, this is definitely one of the issues upon which you and I disagree. And Derek J., I think that you're also on the side of disagreement here with Cantwell. In fact, you, Cantwell, and myself all did a peace roundtable at Keenvention 2013, which touched on a lot of these subjects about violence and, you know, how to respond to the violence of the police and, you know, what works. Chris, from let me recap here what you said, and please correct me if I've gotten something wrong. You've said that you think that these cops that were shot in New York City, that this is a good thing, and that if cops got shot occasionally like this, a few times a year, once a month or something like that, you're saying that that would actually disincentivize the police from harassing average people. Is that what you're getting out here tonight?
Yeah, I think that basically these people are out there because it provides them with material comforts and social status. And if they were, if they actually feared going to work and then not coming home, that they just wouldn't go to work. And then if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, then there wouldn't be the revenue for the state, as we said earlier, and this would simply cease to happen. And of course, that's my goal. I don't want to live in a state society. And so how do we accomplish that becomes the necessary question. And I don't see a whole lot of appetizing routes to that, right? Because there's a whole lot of violence in this world. Somebody has to answer it at some point. And this is what I saw happen out there, that you basically create situations where people have nothing left to lose. They have nothing left to lose, and they're willing to lay down their own lives to violently lash out against the people who cause them the grief.
Yeah, but killing people and then killing yourself is not the best way to make an argument. I mean,
I wouldn't recommend it for any of us, but if other people are going to go out and do it, then I'm not exactly going to be upset about it. You know what I mean?
Well, in my opinion, the way to change police behavior is to inspire them to change through persuasion and using words. Not fear. I mean,
How's that working out for you?
Well, it's a slow process. I mean,
it's a slow process.
You can achieve what you want with violence in the short term. For example, if you want sex, rape will get the job done, but that doesn't mean it's moral or the way to do it. If you want sex or if you want peace, the right way to do it is through persuasion.
So, Chris, here's one of the points I'd like to make here, and that I see where you're coming from. The idea being that these cops, they just want to be comfortable. They want to live off the extractions that they're making from the average person by writing tickets for a bunch of piddly crap that really doesn't put them in any significant harm's way, that many police are cowards, and given the fear that something of a violent nature or a deadly nature may actually happen to them, that you believe they will back down in their aggression. You may be right about that for this batch of cops. But I think what you're going to see is if this continues to happen, you can already see the beginnings of it today with the New York Police Department saying that they are in a wartime, they're in a wartime situation. I'll pull up the exact quote here. But with the NYPD making a statement like that and basically telling cops here to be extra paranoid, they're now having two cars respond to every single call, which would mean that they would have to increase the size of their force, right? If it's now policy that every single call has to have two cops responding rather than one, that would seem to, I don't know, roughly double the amount of cops that they're going to need out on the streets to respond to the various calls. So not only are they going to maybe put more cops on the streets, but those cops are going to be extra paranoid. And if attacks continue to happen, I think that certainly the more cowardly the police will say, screw this, this isn't what I signed up for, and they'll quit. But they will be replaced by the ultra thug cops. You'll start to see more departments recruiting the badass, badge heavy types that just want to throw their weight around and physically harm people. And, you know, that they're ready for that kind of conflict. But that's what they want to have happen. I think that's what you're going to see the cops who, as you described, looking for material comforts and social status, you'll see them replaced by 100% badge heavies, the more dangerous cops who actually want to hurt people. So I think that what you're going to see is the opposite of what you believe will actually happen.
Well, I would say that the other part of that email that you're talking about, like we said in the previous segment, was that they said you don't do it unless it's absolutely necessary. So if the cops want to send twice as many cops to a shooting, to a stabbing, to a situation where there's an actual victim, where there's a violent crime going on, hey, go ahead, do it. You guys want to monopolize the protection services, go ahead and protect people. Send all the cops you want to those calls. I'm just saying that you should probably shouldn't be out harassing innocent motorists and throwing grenades at babies for people having plants in their house. So if the police want to, you know, double up on their forces,
but you didn't
address
what
go
I
ahead.
Said about the violent nature of the new recruits that come in.
And you throw around a guilt by association. The two officers who were killed didn't do either of those things.
Well, wait a second. Let me say something about that. Now, look, the fact of the matter is that I'm a big fan of individuality. I don't like holding groups accountable for the actions of one individual.
Oh, but I'm going to collectivize when it comes to the police.
No, however, though, I do believe in, like, a conspiracy to commit a crime. When one or more people work in concert to commit or to avoid responsibility for or to cover up a crime, well, then all of those people become culpable for it.
If John
strangles somebody who owes him money on the streets of Manhattan and it's caught on tape and the police go after him and he hides at Bill's house, the police are going into Bill's house. They're not going to say Bill didn't do anything wrong.
They're taking a nap in their cruiser, man. There's no way you can throw guilt on these people who were killed.
Yeah, there is. How do you think Daniel Pantaleo walks around comfortably? It's through the protection of the NYPD.
Who's
he
that?
Would have been
Daniel
strung
Pantaleo?
Up in the streets of Staten Island if not for the NYPD.
I don't know who that is. Who's Daniel Pantaleo?
He's the guy who strangled Eric Garner for selling cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All I ever heard in that case was the victim's name. I never really caught who the cop was in that case. So, Chris, you
it's
didn't really answer
when you want to hold people accountable to know their names.
No, I don't live in New York City, so I'm not really too concerned about holding New York City cops accountable. Look, Chris, you didn't address my objection to the idea of killing the police because suggesting that the cops may who replaced the cops who were there for creature comforts, the cops that replaced them may be the real tough guy, badge heavy cops that may be very, very interested in getting into violent conflicts with people. What do you say to that?
Do you think that the real tough guy, badge-heavy dudes are, like, not lining up at the door to become cops already? I mean, I think that they're already filling up the ranks, and it's going to be hard to get more of them.
No, I agree with you that they are filling up the ranks, which is why I don't necessarily agree with you that all the police are in search of material comforts and social status. There are certainly some of them who have gotten into the job so they can smash some heads and do some damage, and I think that you're going to see more of them be attracted to the profession. But I'm sure we can talk about this at a further time, because you're coming in just a couple days. Chris, thanks for your call tonight.
See you soon, guys.
I do appreciate it. And by the way, Chris did blog about this over on his website, ChristopherCampbell.com, and you can get more of his thoughts that way.
Well, just a closing thought on that. Chris seems to suggest that this is doing some sort of good, and I would suggest
I
that it does no good at all.
No, I think it's going to have the opposite of the effect that he intends. But we'll come back, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. New York Police Department's email says they are a wartime police department. Again, apparently they were a wartime police department in the past.
In the 70s?
The 1970s. And they are yet again in a wartime mode, which of course means that if you're at war, you have to be at war against someone usually. Although I guess there's a war on drugs where you're at war against the thing. But in this case, this is a war against people. This is a war against you and I. And of course, that's what the war on drugs really is, war against people as well. And so it's, from that perspective, the police have been at war forever, right? You know, they're always waging war against the people while at the same time claiming to be of, in New York's case, courtesy, professionalism, and respect. You've seen that on the sides of the police cars up there. They claim to be protecting and serving, but it doesn't seem like they're protecting and serving you and I. And now you've got people like our very own Wednesday night co-host, Christopher Cantwell, saying that this is a good thing that some cops have been shot. I say this is not a good thing, that violence isn't the solution. And, Derek, it sounds like you agree with me on this.
Yeah, it's just going to confuse the issue. Sure, there are people who are rightfully angry about some of the bad decisions that have come down from the grand juries in New York and from some of the police departments who protect each other, they protect themselves. Yeah, that's something to have moral outrage about, but channel it towards something productive. Killing people is not going to solve long-term complex social problems.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this continues to play out because, you know, like I said, I'm not in New York City. I don't want to be in New York City. I feel bad for the people that have to live there among this because it's a scary situation. You've got cops talking like they're at war, and I don't think that's going to lead towards more peace. Chris Cantwell seems to believe that they're going to cut back on writing summonses, and the email does seem to indicate that. But I don't believe that's going to last for very long because they've got to keep that revenue rolling in to keep the, you know, the machine of government cranking. That thing needs your cash, and they're not just going to sit. They're just not going to sit around and not write tickets. I just can't even believe that in New York City that they would cut back on writing the amount of tickets that they normally do simply because of an email that's been going around, but I guess we'll find out here. Also, if you care about online privacy, check out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your data connection. Whatever internet service provider you're using, they're probably logging the websites you're visiting, maybe even logging the search terms that you enter, keeping those logs in some cases for as long as 5 years. Now, that information could be used against you. You can encrypt your data connection with ProXPN, and then no more logging is possible by your ISP, because at that point, all they can see is your encrypted data, and they don't know what that is. They don't know which website you're visiting anymore. As soon as you get ProXPN installed, and you can do that right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. You download their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. You just download it for free, get it installed, and as soon as you connect, you are encrypted. Now, you will want to upgrade likely to their premium account to get you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent with their premium account and get past regionally blocked websites. You can do all of that by using our discount code FTL50, FTL standing for Free Talk Live, and 50 stands for 50% off the price of their annual account, which means it's about $5 a month, actually a little less than $5 per month when you break it all down. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started with FTL50 as your discount code, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. proxpn.com/FTL code is FTL50. The story is from Reason.com, where the police apparently have a email going around saying that they are now a wartime police department. They are again, for the first time in a number of years, a wartime police department, and they will act accordingly. Now, back to the commentary by Reason's Ed Krajewski. Additionally, he says the NYPD has instituted a buddy system for foot patrols and is keeping unarmed auxiliary cops off of the streets. Individual cops are worried, too. It's effing open season on us right now, one officer told the New York Post. When is the mayor going to step up? Unquote. If the words wartime and open season are used after two cops are killed in more than 3 years, what word should black... Because they haven't had a killing of a cop in New York City since 2011. What word should black people in New York City use? Eric Garner and Akai Gurley are not the only two killed by the NYPD this year. They're just the most prominent of the cases. Rafael Ramos and Wenjian Liu are the first NYPD officers killed in the line of duty since 2011. Although this police shooting has received a lot of national attention, the response so far is more or less typical. When Officer Melvin Santiago was ambushed and killed at a Walgreens in Jersey City, police claimed gangs were hiding weapons in abandoned buildings all over the city and calling on gangs in other areas to come to Jersey City and help start a war on cops. That supposed war on cops never occurred. The difference now is that the issue of police reform has finally gotten national attention. And for the last 2 weeks, police apologists have been calling civil rights protesters in New York City anti-police, which, of course, we're commonly labeled as anti-police here on Free Talk Live. And I'm not. Now, Chris Cantwell, he might be. I don't know. I don't want to put words in his mouth. You can ask him that on Wednesday. But I'm not anti-cop, and I don't think you are either, right, Derek J?
No. I am anti-bad behavior in general for all people, no matter what you wear or what uniform. You know, I'm hypocrite alert because I was criticizing the media for race baiting and making these issues about race when really I think it's about a power dialectic. And then the names that you gave for those officers reminded me that their nationalities or their places of origin are probably not local. They are...
They're not white boy cops
in
this case.
Yeah. And the person who... committed the shootings was black, and so it's interesting to me that this is not something that the media has really run with.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, right? Because the black guy who shot the two cops in this case didn't pick white cops to shoot. He knew it was a power thing, right? Now, even if this guy was a scumbag, and Chris Campbell says that apparently he was a crook and, you know, was a violent guy on his own before this, so it was like, you know, one violent guy taking out two cops. Chris sees it as not a loss at all. I see it as, you know, unnecessary violence. Let's use peaceful solutions. I like your idea, Derek J., of persuading people to think differently rather than using fear.
Yeah, so speaking of ways to use persuasion, I haven't done this personally, but I would like to. There's, in some police departments, they have coffee with a cop day, and it's a regular time where people can go and talk and socialize with the police, get to know one another so that your first interaction isn't a death threat. Your first interaction can be a nice, comfortable cup of coffee. You can learn how, you take cream and sugar? Me too. It's like you can connect over something that's
as
not
a human being.
Yeah, the state.
I think that's a really good idea, and I think that it's probably even more of a good idea in a smaller place. You know, here in Keene, there's 40 cops. You know, that's the approximate number of uniformed officers there are here.
Right. In New York City, it wouldn't be as effective, probably, because you wouldn't see the same people again.
I mean, if you're in the same neighborhood and that cop's always in the same neighborhood, there's a chance you'd see him again. But if you're traveling about, as people do in New York City, then you're usually not going to see the same cops.
Yes, but more bonds. I mean, even something as simple as cop locking has created bonds. I've seen here in Keene and elsewhere, where if you're out on a regular basis interacting with the police in a peaceful way, that's going to change their attitudes and behaviors towards you in the future and possibly others.
I think so. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. When you hear the police saying that this is a wartime police department, what does that make you think? Do you feel like as somebody, let's say you're somebody who doesn't have interactions with the police. Let's say you're one of the fortunate respectables. You know, you're driving a fancy car. They're not as likely to pull you over. You know, you can afford a lawyer. You're just not as likely to be a target by the police. Let's say you've never had those scary experiences that a lot of us have had with the police. How does that make you feel to know that the police are at war? Does that make you feel good? Because I can tell you, if someone were at war, if there were a military at war in my neighborhood, I'd be pretty scared about that because I'd be worried they're going to run my house over with a tank or, you know, shoots through my walls or I don't know what they're going to do. But war brings destruction. War doesn't seem like a real level-headed place to be.
It's almost laughable to me because this could only happen with a state agency. It really couldn't happen with a private corporation like a Walmart or a Starbucks. Could you imagine? We're at war.
Well, that private company, if you're talking about like a defense company that you would hire for protection,
if they started using language like that in their internal memos, could you imagine how quickly they'd get shut down by watchdog groups? I mean, this is an agency that's supposedly responsible for protecting millions of people, hundreds of millions of people.
It would never even happen.
They talk like this.
Because, you know, private companies would be there to satisfy customers, and I would only be satisfied by a protection company that's actually protecting people. And, you know, if they're actually out actually going after murderers and rapists and arsonists, then it's very unlikely anyone would start a war with them.
You know, that service and protection point is an important one, I think, for people to peacefully remind the police during these arrests. You know, you're not serving anyone right here. Mm-mm. You're not serving us.
I liked it when you were getting arrested or right before your arrest, where people raised their hands to try to vote the cops out of the park.
Do we need these cops here? No.
Yeah, it never works. We've tried that a few times, and they just don't care. Because they don't care about about serving you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You take control of Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.